This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, is an interesting fellow. We've had him on the program a couple of times, and he is back in the news today. The electric car company that he runs has offered to buy the alternative energy company SolarCity. A couple of things to mention about that. First of all, Tesla has real balance sheet problems. SolarCity does too. Also, Elon's cousins run SolarCity, and he owns 22% of that company. Musk, however, says the move is a no-brainer. Marketplace's Andy Euler gets to the bottom of what's going on here.
So it's a car company buying a construction company. Kinda. But Tesla's website calls itself an energy innovation company. SolarCity's a full-service solar provider. So if this deal goes down, there's got to be some what economists call synergy here, right?
I don't see what the point is, because you don't have any of the usual rationales.
That's Robert Michaels. He's a professor of economics at Cal State Fullerton.
In fact, you've got some good rationales for not putting them under central control.
Michael says the classic reason companies merge or vertically integrate is to cut costs. That's not what's going on here. Right now, these are two vastly different companies. A comparison would be Ford merging with ExxonMobil. But there's a lot of other stuff going on here. Don't forget, SolarCity is run by two of Elon Musk's cousins, and Musk owns about a quarter of the company's stock. He's on both company boards, and as a result, won't vote himself on the merger. Ben Kahlo is senior research analyst at Robert W. Baird. He thinks this move might make sense in the long run, but...
In the short term, this is something that Tesla shareholders, and me included, as an analyst here, you kind of scratch your head and say, you know, why now?
The proposal would be an all-stock deal, and SolarCity's price has fallen about three quarters from its peak in early 2014.
The why now could be because Elon thinks that the shares are undervalued, so now's the right time to buy it.
Which makes it sound like a classic Elon Musk move, looking to the future and leveraging a lot of other people's money, betting that people who want electric cars and solar power are one and the same. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.